Okay, yeah.
Okay, so do you want to tell me a little bit about your highlights from the year in terms of your cast experiences?
For the whole year or for the term?
Well, since we met last time. So we met sort of like Christmas time, so
yeah.
What's happened since then?
Okay, so since Christmas I have joined Inkling and I participated in Kahani. And I think that Inkling has definitely been a highlight for me because I've always wanted to like kind of be a part of something where I have time to write and I have like the freedom to write what I want, and Inkling was a really, really good way for me to do that. And I also think that I think Kahani, because it was my third year in a row, I think that it was a lot of fun because, you know, I wasn't just working with people in my grade. I was in a dance that was predominantly the grade above. So I really got to talk to a lot of different people and make new friends. And yeah, it's always a lot of fun.
Okay, Kahani wasn't on the thing, was it? Kahani, you might need to add on.
Experience.
I didn't think it was on your experiences. Okay. That might be something. And so the dance that you did this year was a different style of Indian dance then? And
yeah, it was more of a Bollywood style, whereas I'm more used to like kind of more traditional, traditional ones. So it was nice to kind of like change the style of dance that I do and kind of like experiment with like different techniques and ways of going about things.
So because it was Bollywood, was it much more upbeat?
Yeah, it was a lot more upbeat. I wouldn't say it's faster, but it was upbeat, and you didn't have to be like as flowy and as I'm used to.
Okay, and I see you've taken on some other roles now. So you're stepping out of your comfort zone and having a go at supporting play, the grade 12 play. So do you want to tell me a little bit about what your role is going to be in that?
So I have like a pretty small role. I have maybe like 10 lines in the play. But I've never been a part of the production, so I'm really excited for that because I've always enjoyed drama and theater, but I've never really been confident enough to audition. Mm-hmm. So I really tried to kind of push myself in terms of that and audition, and because I knew that it was the last opportunity I was going to have. So
that's really exciting.
Yeah, so it is really exciting.
And so with that then, you've also, I mean, because you've been up on stage now with the dance and in bits of groups, and so, and you're like, you're saying, oh, I can't do this. And then you get up there, and as soon as the cameras, the lights are on you, you're fine.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you've got all that experience from there to actually do that as well. So you'd be really good in that. And what about your service then? So that's been going on all year.
So
have you had your last session now?
Yeah, we have. I think last week was our last session.
Yeah.
So service has been going really well. I've led, I think, maybe two sessions, which was really exciting. And I was leading with Hannah, and we both decided that we wanted to do something that was a bit different to what everyone was doing, because every week it was the same thing. It was coloring and then watching a movie, watching a video clip, and then playing outside for a little bit. So we decided to do kind of a more interactive activity, and so we did this thing where we'd say an action and then they'd have to act it out, and we did a lot more interactive and physical movements with them, which I think that they enjoyed, and it was good for me because I realized like that I do enjoy working with kids, and so it was a lot of fun leading it, and I enjoyed like planning it and having the creative opportunity to pick and choose activities.
Okay, so you sound like you're really into the creativity in terms of your dance and your writing, and even within service, even though it was like thinking about working with others, you've actually gone out of your way to sort of plan exciting activities. Was yours the one that was the bear theme then? Okay, so you're the bear theme with Hannah.
Yeah.
And how do you feel within the group? What do you think your biggest contribution within that group has been?
I think that the biggest thing for me is I'm not like, in the service, I'm not too afraid to like step up and do something if there's like someone missing or anything like that. Like, for instance, one group was planning a little role play of Goldilocks, and they didn't have a Goldilocks, so I was like, okay, I don't mind doing it. Which I think is good for me to kind of like be adaptable and like be ready to take any opportunity. And I think that helps the group too.
That was really good as well. Yeah. And then going back to your writing, so have you published some in the online blog and stuff?
Yeah,
so it'd be really nice to share some of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've published two of them. One of them was an interview with Simiha, and then the other one was kind of an opinion piece on what is like grinding in terms of like schoolwork.
Okay. So thinking of next year then, so you've got the play, which will be October, November?
Yeah.
So that will see you through season one. What else are you thinking of carrying on with? Is there anything else that you interests you?
I'm definitely going to carry on with Inkling, and I'm going to think possibly doing pottery next year, because I did it during Project Week, and I found that I really liked it, and yeah, it was a lot of fun. I remember doing it in grade 7, but not like loving it.
Yeah.
But when I came back to it.
And what about Project Week then? Tell me about your Project Week.
Project Week was a lot of fun. Again, we were working with children for our service with ISF, and so that kind of, and it wasn't as organized as I would have liked it to be, both on our half and the services part, but we managed to overcome that, and we managed to kind of improvise and come up with some rough ideas. And I do think that the actual teaching part, where we were teaching English and we were teaching math, I did enjoy, and I liked, I liked having that role.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then outside of the service, then you did what, some bike rides?
Yeah, we did a bike tour, and we did pottery, and then we also did a sightseeing tour. So, I think the bike tour was a lot of fun. It was really valuable, because we went to this place where it was like a family who made silk. And like they had a whole system going. The dad would like roll the silk, and then mother and sister would like weave it. So that was really interesting.
Okay. And then, so in terms of the overall project planning and stuff, how do you feel that went? So what were the highlights again, and what were the challenges in your project planning? And
I think that once we figured out like what we wanted to do, it was pretty easy going from there. I think that was really important, that all of us were doing research independently, and it wasn't like one person did all of the research. So we would do research, and then we'd share with each other what we had found and come up with a group decision. So it wasn't as if, it wasn't entirely planned by one person. That being said, I did feel like I had done a lot of the work, because that's just like who I am. I'm like someone who tends to like take over when it comes to organization stuff, and that did cause me like quite a bit of stress, because I had to like even look at like the nitty-gritty parts, like what type of forms we need to fill out for like certain wherever
like
we were going,
okay.
stuff was.
And what about in terms of sort of like challenges, so what were the biggest challenges
during the planning? I think that the biggest challenge we had was They told us that there was going to be a heat stroke one day, and so we had to get rid of one of our tours, which was a full day of biking. And then we had to find like an alternative. Yeah. And we were all like really unsure of what to do, because we didn't know if we were allowed to just like go on a sightseeing tour, and like we couldn't really find any like Muay Thai or boxing things that seemed reliable enough. Yeah. And so it did take a lot of communication and a lot of like, and we worked with Aggie to kind of find Buffalo Tour.
And then did you, you were okay in terms of your budget?
Yeah, we were okay for our budget.
Yeah.
I think we planned that well. We had like kept that in mind from the beginning.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, okay. And the hotels you stayed in were fine, or did you stay in hostels? Or
no, we stayed in a hotel, and it was good. They had like a small buffet breakfast, and it was all like standard.
And how did you cope with this newly fledgling relationship that no one knows about?
I don't know.
But the others were fine with, so everything went well. You ate a spider, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I ate a spider.
Yeah.
So that I could tell people I ate a spider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Dima and her sister were trying to outdo each other. She ate something in Thailand as well, like a cricket or something.
Yeah.
So so that's really good. So you're on track. Just make sure that you finish off those last few reflections for that. Yeah. Okay. Do you want to just video recording? Maybe cut the last.